This is a poem called Playing Until Dark, and it's the very first poem I ever wrote about being in New York. And I tried several. I don't know exactly why, but I felt sort of obliged to write a poem about New York, and I had hardly been there to spend a weekend, no less, you know, really knowing the city. I think that was partly a result of living on the East Coast and being a Westerner, totally unfamiliar with New York City. No one could have been more surprised than I was to find that Boston was on the other side of New York City, for instance, and that Baltimore and all of these cities were in a row, very, very close to each other, Philadelphia. And I was staggered the first time I traveled up and down that coast, because, of course, from the West Coast, you know, it's Seattle, Tacoma. If you count Tacoma at all, usually I don't, except as a kind of a stopping place. Seattle and Portland, San Francisco and Los Angeles. And suddenly to find cities bigger than any of these crammed together right next to each other was amazing, and I felt I wanted to master them in some kind of way. And couldn't for the life of me write a New York poem as long as I was trying that. It was absolutely, totally impossible. And then one day I wrote a poem which had nothing to do with being a New York poem, and looked at it later and realized, aha, you know. Playing Until Dark. Spiraling down out of the Guggenheim, our daughter packed on my back, and giddy still from her first encounter with the colors of Chagall, whirling in the eye of Wright's great twister, we venture past Good Humor Men and into Central Park. Here, bums and tourists, the wealthy colored nursemaids free of Harlem until dark, and men retired from everything are gathered on benches with fallen leaves. We are tired, too, and come here to forget what time it is and where we are. The child is our only innocence, and here this afternoon on the dry grass of a park, we play at being young while she believes us. Above and behind us, on a boulder half hidden by trees, a man on his haunches squats to photograph a friend who masturbates. His picture will include us at a distance, playing in the park. He has made us strangers to ourselves, and strangers to our child in the silence that has stopped the game. We move on, and trees conceal their figures on the stone. Beyond the lined-up benches, we take a path descending to a lake. All around are nurses, families picnicking, men asleep with newspapers and women sitting near them, alone, staring beyond their children and each other into those waters of their world where sullen swans bask, adrift in the breakage of their own reflections.